So the final thing, and I spoke to you about this at the AGM, actually, but I thought the finances, we needed to get through that. Obviously, it's been 3 years since the major ructions in our community because of the decision the previous board made about police participation. So I'm wondering now, there's been a change of guard, obviously, at Auckland Pride. Do you sense there is still a division in the community? And if you do, what do you think Pride can do to kind of alleviate that, maybe?
Just one thing. That wasn't a board decision. That was a membership decision. And we're a membership-driven organisation.
In terms of the police? My understanding was the board voted on that. They made a decision.
The membership last year at the AGM.
Oh, wait. No, I'm talking about 2018.
Oh, 2018. Okay, sorry, my bad.
So what can you folks do, and do you think it's important?
I definitely acknowledge there is still tension in the community. I think it is important that that is resolved at some point, that there is healing. I think it's really important that there's healing.
Mm.
But it has to happen when everyone's ready for it.
Do you think you can take an active part in that, or do you think it needs to... Yeah. So what can you do you think?
I do think... Like... I mean, it's a difficult situation.
Mm-hmm, sure is.
And people choose to re-engage with Pride when they're ready. When they feel like they can.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing at the moment, and we're approaching a significant date in 2022, where it's 50 years since the gay liberation movement started in Aotearoa, and 10 years of Auckland Pride as a organisation. What we're trying to make clear is that we're not we're being open for conversations like this. We're trying to create a calm, caring space where people can ask hard questions and we can respond in a way that is uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
We're not interested in fighting.
Okay.
No.
But
I agree.
But we do take the concerns of our membership and our community seriously. And so we're making space for concerns to be raised, but also trying to hold a space for conversations that are hard to be had in a safe way.
Mm. All right. Okay. So an ongoing dialogue, fingers crossed, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much that's it. Fingers crossed being a large part of it.
Yeah.